Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Sharp Tank. No. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. Today, got one of my partners, man. My Memphis partner, right, man? You originally from out there?
Yeah, I'm from Memphis.
From Memphis, originally, huh, man?
Yeah, I'm from Raleigh. Yeah.
I got my partner, man, building with me today, man. Like I said, man, what's it say so because you say so, man?
Came, you know how this shit go, you know.
Yeah. I just got
that name. It just came to me.
Yeah. You know. So you named yourself that. Nobody ever just called you that. You just said, man, I'm something. I want to be say so.
You know, it just came from just being around, like, you know, surroundable and shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, came from being around, like, a few of my partners and shit.
Yeah.
In the game, moving around.
Yeah.
At first, it was Peso, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I ain't never really just like Peso like that.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest right. with you, I ain't really never liked the name like that. Yeah. So, just say so just came, made it sound a little bit better. I just liked it and shit, ran with it.
Now, you do rap, you do music.
Yeah.
You, what was your upbringing like, man, coming out of Memphis? Like, what was it like young for you?
It's kind of hard, but like being from Memphis, it's kind of hard to avoid, you know, certain shit. You see
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we don't really get like a suburban area. Like, it's hard to, for anybody to keep yeah. their child out of bullshit in Memphis. In
so
any
you
part
say
of
ain't
Memphis.
Really no Rich Hills, man. You
nah,
can
hell
really move
nah.
To.
Yeah, we ain't got none of that shit in the city, no.
Yeah.
We ain't got nothing like that, man. We ain't seeing no Rolls Royces, no Bentleys, none of that
right.
shit, you know, growing up, so. So it's hard to keep your child out of the mix regardless anywhere in the city, so.
Right. How was it, man, for you? You ain't never getting no drugs or nothing young, did you?
Nah, you know, I've been smoking weed and shit, you know.
Yeah,
I've been
yeah.
smoking weed, you know.
Yeah.
Well, growing I just, up with none of that other shit.
Well, I just know because, like you said, man, shit is it's low poverty areas, you know what I'm
yeah,
saying? Motherfuckers
yeah.
is on a lot of shit, you
Motherfuckers
know?
Motherfuckers on a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, for sure. And but where I'm from, like my hood, like, you know what I mean, Raleigh, Northwood Hills and, you know, around that way, like, my hood, like, most of the people where I'm from, like, we ain't had that problem in
yeah.
our circle. You see what I'm saying? And
right.
I talk about that all the time. I was just telling my partner about this shit a couple days ago. Like, I'm glad, like, we're our particular circle, like, we ain't have no drug problems. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We
right.
had problems going on, but when nobody on them drug, like, we ain't had that shit
yeah.
in our team, our circle. You see what I'm saying? We ain't
yeah.
allowed that shit for real. So, you know, it was looked down upon.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? We ain't fuck with that shit. We smoke weed, do what we do, but I'm glad we were like that. Like, my team, out here, we get money. I was always rapping, man. I got some
yeah.
old-ass shit.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And I never tell you how to find it. You see what I'm saying?
Well, shit, hey, man, sometimes, hey, man, when a motherfucker...
I've been rapping.
When a motherfucker start to blow, I always feel like, man, shit, people be wanting to hear that shit.
Hell
the shit
yeah.
that Jay dropped, like, I want to
nah,
hear...
I got some old-ass shit, like, when I was, like, 11 and shit, just in the studio
man.
Fucking around rapping. And yeah, I've been doing music and just rapping, but I never really took it serious. But I knew I was hard. Like, you see what I'm saying? Whenever I would drop something, everybody was fucking with it. You know, I just knew I was hard. You know, I'm a good critic. You know, I never was really taking it serious.
Do you criticize yourself?
Yeah, I criticize myself with everything I do.
Yeah.
I'm my biggest critic.
Yeah, especially with the music, because you say, like, you know, well, I criticize other people's music, but, you know, you got to probably be your biggest critic, right?
Yeah, I'm my biggest critic for sure. For sure. I'm always... You know, making sure everything I'm doing is done to perfection. You see what I'm saying? As
yeah.
best as I can.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always, like, 10 steps, trying to stay 10 steps ahead. You know what I mean?
Right. And, you know what I'm saying? In Memphis, you know, growing up, did you blow up out of Memphis? Or where do you feel like you caught the biggest buzz at? Where do you think, like, they's fucking with you? Like, they fucking with me here.
Okay. You know, I started doing my thing because I started getting a little money. But as soon as I started getting some money, you know, smart thing of me, you know, I got up out of that motherfucker, you see what I'm saying? Went straight to, I moved around a little bit, but it really kind of just took out for me, where I feel like my name really kind of just popped, really in Vegas, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I moved to Vegas, and I was in Vegas doing my thing and shit.
Who was you out there working with?
You see what?
Who was you out there working with? You work with any Las Vegas artists?
Nah, I won't really, you know, when I went to Vegas, it was more so just, my image of who I am blowing up. Like I said, I still want to take your music serious. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was doing music here and there, and I had dropped a song, and it was getting around. But I really want to take your music serious. Just in Vegas is just kind of really where I just, you know, just turned up and just got my name out there. So when I started doing music, I immediately had a fan base because I had a fan base before I started taking music serious.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
You say people was fucking with you already before out there.
Exactly. For sure.
Well, that's a hell of a way to capitalize then. I can feel that. Fan versus just watching for nothing.
Yeah, for sure. You see what I'm saying? Hell yeah. I stay trying to do the best I can, like promoting on Instagram. And, you know, I'm pushing my people, pushing everybody that's around me, pushing positive shit. You see what I'm saying? Even in my music. You see what I'm saying?
You a sole investor into you, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You ain't had no labels or anybody deals?
Nah, I just signed. I'm signed to TSL. I'm a Sauce Walker artist.
You know what I'm saying? How long you been with him?
I've been signed to Walk for about 6 months.
What's the experience with that like?
You know what I mean? Walk a real nigga, bro. You know, my love dude. You know what I mean? You're a good dude.
That's what it's always about to me. Like, it's about, you know, knowing how to do business. If a motherfucker do good business, they always all right with me, man. I like good business at the end of the day, you know? So if that's what I feel like a motherfucker should be looking for first and foremost going to sign into a label. Yeah. The business, man. People who do good business.
Yeah.
You know? And there's always somebody I feel like who has probably fucked with them before all that. You know what I'm saying? You could probably talk to like, hey, man, you know what? What's it been like over here for you, you know? Motherfuckers gonna probably tell you some bullshit, but they gonna tell you some real shit in the mix of it too, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get pulled from where you could pull from on that one.
Yeah, Walker, good dude. Like, you know, I was when I was in Houston, this is around the time when the pandemic first started. Mm-hmm. And I was in Houston, and I had rented like a little S63, and I was out there racing and shit. And, you know, they was doing the street races every weekend. And I was out there racing. I had went viral and shit like that just over the Instagram. And Sauce just hit me up in my inbox, in my DM, like, I was just in Houston. I had just rented some shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm just riding, racing that motherfucker, just fucking around in the city. Walk, that's how I ended up He DM'd me, like, yo, pull up, nigga, let's race that motherfucker.
Yeah.
So I pulled up and raced, and that shit kind of had me viral. But I was fucking with Walk 2 years, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really even come to him about trying to do no music or nothing.
I was
going to
ask you, like, were you already doing music when
I had I had music, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He knew I had music, but it's like, you know, and my partner and the people that's around me told me I had to, like, kind of break out of it because it was like, I didn't want to come around nobody. Like, I had been around a bunch of different people and celebrities, but when I come around, like, I never wanted to come around and be, you know, throwing just music. I do this, I do that in their face. You know what I'm saying? A thousand people, a million people do that.
That's facts. Motherfuckers be feeling weird.
I ain't with all that. I'm a real one, so I know what type of dude I am. You know, anybody that's around me, anybody that's going to feel my energy, gonna know, you know, I'm a good dude regardless. You know, I'm a people person. People, you know, gravitate to me for sure.
Yeah, that's a good mindset because it really will open up more doors for you when you just sit there and you just play your cool. You know what I'm saying? Because like you said, motherfuckers do be tripping. Like, they be wanting to like, oh man, take this. And it feels pressuring. You know what I'm saying? You got to put yourself in them shoes. So I feel that. Like, damn, like, do I want somebody just constantly, just fuck with me, shake my hand, chill. Now, if something organically happens, that's cool. I can fuck with that where a motherfucker be like, hey man, you know, you do music? Yeah, like listen to my shit. But let them kind of ask, let them be, you know, let them wonder what, you know what I'm saying? Who are you?
Yeah.
You do something, you know, because off your characteristics, man. Is that how you feel like you feel like Walk saw that in you?
I feel like Walk just saw I was a real dude in general. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what it's really about. That's what he really looking for. He looking for, you know, just somebody that gonna do, you know what I mean? He him. You see what I'm saying?
I wanted to know, were y'all hanging out before you signed?
Yeah. We was fucking with each other, you know what I mean, before I signed.
Yeah.
You know, anytime he was coming to Miami or never was in the same city, I was linking with him, chopping it with him.
Right.
Or any certain day, he'll call my phone, I'll call his phone, you know, here and there.
So y'all built y'all relationship off, you know what I'm saying, before you even walked in. It wasn't just on some like, you got a deal for me, and you just jumping on shit.
Yeah, for shit show. And, you know, we had a mutual friend that I was good friends with, TSL One Punch. Mm-hmm. It's my partner, my brother, my real life brother right there.
Man.
So, you know, so that's what really locked it in. You see what I'm saying?
So you really plan on taking music for the long haul?
You're here
to stay?
Yeah, for sure.
You serious about it?
Yeah, for sure.
What projects have you been working on? Are there any other like big artists maybe you'd had your eye on that you feel like you want to collaborate with?
I want to do something with Cap. Honestly, I do some shit with Cap. I do some shit with Rallo. It's a bunch of artists, man. You see what I'm saying?
Well, name off a few that like you really got your eye on that you like, man, hey, I'm trying to go jump in the booth with y'all, man. Come on, let's get some bread.
You know, it ain't even that. It's more about, you know, I be really preferring to do music like with people when I meet you and really just chop it with you and just have a relationship with you. It ain't, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want to just do music with anybody. I'm going to just, you know, I speak on like who I like, you see what I'm saying, as an artist, like who hard.
Facts.
That's what I'm speaking on. Because
I don't feel like the shit come out right if you try to force it.
Yeah, you know,
that's real shit. Like even me doing, like, you know, I've done videos with people, like, and people ask me to do shit. Like, even though it could be some good money, I'm like, nah, that ain't a good fit. It's not a fit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
when you ask me that,
that's where I'm replying at, like who I fuck with, just who I listen to, you see what I'm saying? Who hard, like, you know, Cap, Young Boy. You know, Rallo, them boys, you know, them hard. That's who I got in my rotation normally.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? YTB, Fat, Bag, you know, anybody from the city, that's secured. I listen to all Memphis music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, I love my city. You see what I'm saying?
So you just fucking, even from the old school A-Ball MJG era, huh?
I love the city, bro. Anything got something to do with the city, bro. I love that shit. Good, bad, all that shit.
Well, I'm sure Rallo, man, shit, he hops giving a phone call for you.
You say what?
You should be able to call, get Rallo on something for sure. He been moving around, man. He been doing his tours on it. He been doing music.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rallo, man, shit, that shouldn't be hard to, should be hard to get for
you. Nah, ain't shit hard to get done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think you can get that one done, because that'll sound good, man.
Yeah.
I listen to your sound. I like your sound.
Yeah.
And I think that you and him coming together on a joint, that'll be live. You know what I'm saying?
That's
on an organic tip. Have you ever met him before?
Yeah.
You met him before?
Yeah. You talking about, I know you talking about a different Rallo than I was talking
about. Yeah, I'm talking about.
I know who you talking about. I need to do some shit with Rallo,
man.
Too.
Hey.
I'll be there.
Rallo to be there.
Yeah. For shit show. You see what I'm saying? I want to do some shit with Rallo. Yeah, I've been fucking with
Shout out to Rallo, man.
Shout out to Dallas, man.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I thought you was talking about. I said shit. Yeah, I don't think.
Nah, I need to do some shit with Rallo too, though.
Yeah, man. He love the music game.
Yeah, he love this shit.
He very invested.
For shit show. We're going to put that shit together, though. That's mandatory. That type of shit right there just gonna happen organically regardless. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You signing a deal and you moving. Has anybody like tried to hop in your inbox? Any like big names that you be like, it'd probably be good, but since you say it ain't about the money, you like, man, I don't feel like it's a perfect fit.
You know, whenever I drop something, whoever I decide to do music with, that shit'll come out. You see what I'm saying? Whoever I don't, like, I never speak on it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. But the only reason I ask is because even though, you know, you're like, you humbled about it. And you're like, I ain't really tripping it. It's cool.
You know,
some people probably be like, man, and the viewer will probably be like, damn, why the fuck you turn that down? You know what I'm saying? Like, why you do that? Like, it's worth a try. I mean, fuck.
Yeah, I understand that, but
you worth know, a try, nigga.
I don't really take that shit serious. You see what I'm saying? Like, as far as, you know, I know a lot of people be picky about who they do music with. You know, I'm picky about who I do music with on the same tip.
Yeah.
So, like I said, if it was somebody that I was around or somebody I was in touch with and maybe wanted to do a song with or didn't do a song with, like, I ain't gonna lose no sleep about it. I'm gonna keep pushing, you know, do some music. It's gonna come naturally, organically, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just raw, you know, it just come raw, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I don't put that much thought into, you know, pressure and no shit like that.
So have you you thought about doing anything overseas?
You said what?
Have you thought about doing anything overseas?
Yeah, I want to go overseas, but
you know what I'm saying? They say the fan base is crazy.
Way yeah, I want to go overseas.
Way different than over here, man. Like, they really treat you like you're supposed to get treated. They say when you go out of the country, they say you're going to, and if you've toured here, like you've done something here, they say you go out of the country, man. They say it's a night and day difference, man,
right?
From what I hear.
It just depends on where you're going from where I hear. You see what I'm saying? Because I ain't really just quick to be out in any country. I ain't did it yet. You know, I'm going to do it. I ain't did it yet, you know, but.
Yeah, well,
That's just different, though. That's different, man. And I done seen videos. I done talked to people that have been to different places like Jamaica and, you know, just different places. This shit just so different. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's on my bucket list for sure. I need to go out of town, go out the country.
And perform.
Yeah, and perform.
See the difference in the bag.
I want to go to Dubai.
Man, and see the difference in
the
bag.
Money. Yeah, yeah.
You going to see a big difference and in just treatment overall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You going to see that shit, man. You going to be like, what the fuck? This is all I'm doing from now on. I'm on a jet every time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm booking it out of the, and the fans, like, they really appreciate the music.
Yeah.
You know, out here, we do have a lot of critics, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that's going to listen to your music. There's a lot of people that's not going to listen. We just got a lot of critics, man. Like, they don't, They might not like you overall just as a person, so they're gonna say they don't fuck with your music. You know what I'm saying on me? Like out there, even if they don't like you, they're like, yeah, no, I know his shit's good. Yeah, his shit do be banging. Like they keep the shit real. So I don't know. I think, yeah, going overseas for you, go up over there, man. Introduce that shit to him.
Yeah, for sure. It's show on the way.
I'm not saying motherfuckers ain't doing it, but it's like they think they gotta wait to get super big to go do it. I think it's best to start now so you can start putting your fan base up now.
Yeah. That's smart, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I could be tripping. That shit on the way.
That's you're right. You know what I'm saying?
Start young. Sure. So that way, start like young in your career now to where, nigga, you know, you got your fan base all over in the long run. You know what I'm saying? You don't just burn out here.
Yeah.
Because it happens. Motherfuckers drop one song, maybe two songs, shit's a hit. And after that, you don't really hear nothing else from them. You know what I mean? But you get that shit world renowned, nigga. You ain't got to even worry about eating up over here no more shit, nigga. Your bag coming from all other places, all other avenues. And your fan base can be massive over there.
Yeah, and it take way less streams and way less streams and shit to go gold and platinum. You see what I'm saying?
Do you prefer stream money over tour money? I mean, I know there's people that can get both, but shit, I mean.
Well, you know.
What would you lean more towards?
Both of them. You got to have both of them, but like streaming is just, that's like residual. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? It just hit your bank account.
Yeah.
So like what can be better than that? Even if you're making more money, you know, touring or doing shows and shit like that, when you get the streaming money just hitting your bank account, that's just hitting your bank account. All you doing is making music, and this shit dropping, and that shit just hitting your bank account.
There's some people that like to be hands-on.
Yeah.
There's some people that like to go to the shows and go pick up their 40, 50 piece right then and there, cash on delivery.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So some people don't be wanting to wait for that. They be like, they feel like that's slow money, which at the end of it all does build up. I think it's just preference in how people like their money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like if you're an artist and you're doing music, and if you got an opportunity to do a show and make some money doing the show, you know you need to take it. Mm. You see what I'm saying? People want to see you.
You've done some shows?
People want to see you, for sure.
Have you done some shows?
Yeah, I did some slight shit, some minor shit. Yeah. But the reason why I haven't, I just been working on my music and getting everything together.
Yeah.
You know, just getting music together, videos together, working on my fan base and shit. So when I do pop out, I want to pop out a certain way, in a major way.
Yeah. I feel like don't sleep on it, loved one. Yeah. Don't continue to wait to where you feel like, because I've seen this happen all the time, bro, with a lot of artists. They feel like you start to critique yourself so much to where nothing really comes out.
Yeah.
You might drop a snippet here and there, but you don't really ever really drop nothing because you don't feel like you ready. You know what I'm saying? You don't feel like you're really ready. So it's like don't sleep on that, bro. Don't just sit back and wait. If you up right now and you know deep down in your heart, like right now, it's probably my prime, nigga. I'm up. I could do this. I'm focused. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Jump through that window, church. Don't wait.
And that's what time I'm on right now.
Don't wait. No, but I heard your conversation. You told me. You was like, yeah, I'm just trying to, you know, get it together and just wait for the right time. No, you got it together now. Start dropping that shit.
Yeah, I'm dropping music for sure. I'm in the studio consistently. I'm constantly dropping music. I'm talking about as far as just...
to the people.
Yeah, I'm constantly dropping music and videos and shit, bro. Like, people want to hear what I got to say. Anybody listening to my music.
I've seen it, and you definitely do it. But I just feel like if you don't sit on it, you won't be... I'm not saying people find a sense of being comfortable, but you will. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just get stuck in that space. Don't get stuck in that space, loved one. Drop that shit, man. I'll be real. To me, it seems like if you ask me, like, for streaming versus touring, me, I would lean more probably towards streaming because people, they want to constantly hear it. They want to constantly see it, man. And you can produce that more than physically putting yourself somewhere 100 times over again in a 6-month time period. You know what I'm saying? You can drop these videos and it's gonna reach millions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's gonna pay you damn near the same if your shit's moving.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're gonna be actively doing both. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, which is cool. I just wanted to know, like, what would you lean more towards? Like, so would you lean more towards the, you know, hey, let me go tour and shit. They giving me $50,000 a show, because I'll be real, homie. People will pay fucking, like I said, nobody that's even on a high stream level or on somebody, like they'll still pay them $40,000 to come through, yeah, because
man, that shit go on.
That shit's crazy. It goes on, bro.
That shit
bro.
Goes on.
That's why I see there's a lot of people making music.
And my thing about that is that's exactly what I'm going to want to be on. You see what I'm saying? Touring and moving around just off the strength of being able to, you know, have my people with me. Hmm. You know what I mean? So that's an avenue where I can get my people up out the city, you see what I'm saying, and have them with me, moving around, touring, and showing them what I done already seen. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I've been seeing this shit. You know, I've been living this type of life. Anything I got going on is going to be just raw. I feel like that's why my music, you know, people gravitate to it. Anybody that know me personally, know what type of dude I am. Like, I've been put down. I've been putting down for a minute. So, you know, people fuck with it.
Well,
people fuck with what's real.
And that's why I fuck with you. But it ain't going to be just about the people that already fuck with you. The viewers going to want to know you. You know what I'm saying? This is your time to open up about it and let them know, you know, what they can expect from you. You know what I'm saying? Letting them know that, yeah, I'm up and coming. Yeah, man, my shit's moving. It's flourishing.
Yeah, for sure. That's what's on the way. More albums, new tapes. I'm working on a new tape. I just dropped a tape. An album in December.
Game related. Yes, sir.
It's G-A-M-E.
Game related, man.
Nothing. Everything. No skips, man.
No skips, man.
No skips, man. I promise
That's
you.
That's a hell of a statement.
No skips, man.
That's a hell of a statement.
And I stand on it, man.
Yeah, no skips, man.
That's
a hell of a statement right
there. For
real, there.
Yeah. I stand on it, man, for sure.
What was some, you personally, like, what was some of the tracks off of Game Related that you would want to stand out to the people that would go and listen to and go stream the album?
What's Real. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's one track. High Stakes. Naturally, you know, Game Related.
Yeah.
You know, I got the intro is called Game Related. You know, High Stakes, What's Real, and Better. I think those are my favorite songs.
Yeah.
You know, there's 16 songs on there.
Love that.
You know, intentionally.
I love that.
You see what I'm saying?
I love that. So, I love that. You already know, man. What's not only be explained, but I like how you made sure you put a little emphasis on it. You know what I'm saying?
What's going on, man?
Straight up. What other than just the game, was there anything else that inspired you to want to put that album together? For you.
Yeah, it was just, you know, it's just, it's so many people that be wanting opportunities. You see what I'm saying? It's so many people that wish that they was able to be inside any type of position. You see what I'm saying? Better than where they are now. So, you know, it just was in front of me. So, like, why wouldn't I take it? Why wouldn't I do it? So, when Walt told me to sign, take this shit serious, let's go, let's do it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Seemed like you have, man, and that's good. I like that you got a good relationship with him and who you just overall, just who you signed to and where you at. Because, you know, you talk to a lot of artists, man, you know, and you bring up who they signed to or they label, you can kind of see in their face, they not really happy there. You know, they don't got really much to say about it. They're very short about it. You know, when you try to, like, ask them again, they kind of, like, you know, like, you could tell now they starting to get a little antsy, like, man, I just don't want to talk about that. You know what I mean? But it's good to hear that you and him do have a overall great relationship, man, and y'all built that way before.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
now, here it comes. If somebody else came and offered you more money, would you leave?
Nah, hell no. We locked in, you know what I mean? Yeah. So anything like that, bro, that's overstood.
I mean, somebody come offer you $100 million. Like, yeah, come
on. One thing, I'm keeping a buck with you.
Yeah.
Motherfucker come offer me $100 million, man. Walk gonna say, well, go get that money. Mm-hmm. And man gonna say, go get that money. You see what I'm saying? That's what's gonna go on. You know what I mean? I fuck with what's real, brother. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't say, man, go get that money, man?
I got to.
Yeah, come on. Got 100 mil?
Come on.
Man,
let's go get
on,
it.
Man. It's over with, man. Hey, you see what I'm saying? I need a helicopter to get around the city, man, and a jet to move when I want to. This is going on. On every Rolls Royce ever drop. Fuck it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're going to go crazy, man. 100 mil.
Yeah. Any type of, any new projects you're working on?
Yeah, I'm working on new music. Like, I just dropped the Game Related, so I got a few videos that I already shot that I've been building up that I'm finna drop, you know? So it's gonna be some hard shit. I got a lot of shit that's finna drop.
Yeah.
And been in the studio. I've been working.
Yeah. Got any features you about to go gun for real quick and come and get them up in there?
Yeah, I got some features.
Let's get a little sneak peek, man. What you got, man?
You know, I got some light shit. You know, y'all see it when it's time, you know?
Yeah.
But I got some shit. I got some good shit.
Yeah.
It'll come when it's time. It'll come.
Hey man, I respect it, man. Yeah. You know what? I'm curious to see where you gonna be with it, man. Cause I like your style, I like your flavor, man. Especially, man, you know, niggas from up in that Memphis, man, I've always had a love for. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's big or small, man, but I always respect the up and coming, man, and niggas that be wanting to really move because y'all got a different culture about yourself.
Yeah.
You say you've been staying in Miami now, right?
Yeah, I'm in Miami now. Yeah.
That shit been for you up there, man. You like
love,
it up there?
Love that yummy, man.
Love that up there, huh, man?
Down there, you see what I'm saying? Yeah, love that. Yeah. Love that yummy, man. That shit. I love the weather, man. It's like, it's just perfect, man. It's perfect for me. Yeah, Florida in general.
Yeah, Florida's good. Yeah. Like I say, man, I love Miami, man. And shout out to Miami. But they need to do something around that motherfucker, man, and get that motherfucker from sinking. That motherfucker starting to fall, man. I'm like, come on, man.
Let's what you mean? Like you think it's starting to slow up?
No, just like the... Like, literally, the buildings, man, like, it's sinking. You know what I'm saying? You got to think about it. The city's sinking, man. You got, come on, man. You have to really think about that.
Yeah,
like, honestly.
They
need to get some shit together around that motherfucker. They got money.
They had a building that fell down.
They got money. Exactly.
Yeah, they had a building that fell down.
I mean, I'm just keeping it a band. That's shit you think about when you go and you moving to Miami, bro. Shit be falling.
Shit, well, you know, L.A. on the water, too.
Yeah, but hey, this motherfucker don't be having hurricanes and motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, shit like that, man. You know, I done been out to Miami, like I said, man. I was there and they put our asses on like a watch to where it was like, yeah, they got a hurricane coming through. I don't be wanting to play. It's cool. I'll go hit Miami for like 2 weeks, nigga, get fat, and I'm out. I'm out that motherfucker,
like
straight
said,
up.
You know, it's different for everybody, you know.
Yeah.
It's different for everybody. I like it. I can deal with it. You see what I'm saying? I can deal with it. So people gonna fuck with it. You know what's gonna be best for them? You know, I can deal with
when you go back
I don't
to...
live down there where all that shit is, though. I don't fuck with them builders and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm scared of that shit. We ain't had that shit in Memphis back, bro.
Yeah. Well, when you gonna go back to, have you done any shows in Memphis lately? Have you went back?
I just went back to the city and did a video called Back in Memphis. And that shit hard. Y'all gotta go check that shit out.
That's gonna be live right today, you know, church. Yeah, that's gonna be live.
That's hard.
Right
y'all
there.
Gotta go check that out, man.
Yeah, that's
it's
gonna be live.
Back in Memphis.
And you should go back and give back to them.
Nah,
like, man, come
show.
On. Let's do it. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
I can
shit
flop
show.
Around that motherfucker,
yeah.
man.
That's the type of
I
time
love
I'm
the
on.
Culture, my nigga.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. That's the type
you know,
of time I'm on.
Hey, and it's real because I gotta say it, my nigga. Johnny Cash, he had put me on to you, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
good dude, man.
And the mixtures of him, so man,
good
shout
dude.
Out.
Love him, man.
Shout out to Johnny, because that's my nigga right there,
yeah.
For real,
for
real. You know, it's all nothing but love, man.
Come on, man, love him, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Real ones fucking real ones, and that's real. So that's why when we had linked up, I was like, yeah, no, come on, man. Come sit down with me, man.
Nah, for sure.
I always respect it, homie, and always leave the door open, man, for the real ones. Like I said, for the up and comings.
Yeah, he told me the same thing about you.
Yeah.
For sure.
You yeah, man.
He spoke highly of you, too.
What can the people, before we get out of here, what can the people expect from you? What can they expect to see you dropping here, like, ASAP, like, it's coming. It's already in the making. It's ready to go.
I got a video for 95 in Florida, a video for Better, and a video for MOTD. I got all that. That's finna drop. That's what's coming next.
You doing by yourself? Was these with solos or you had a couple features? You ain't got to tell us
features.
Nah.
I got on 95 in Florida, I had an artist from Florida, FCG Hing from Lauderhill. I got artists. I got my partner. See, when I did this tape, another thing that like inspired this tape, majority, well, pretty much all the features, you know, that I got on there, you know, aside from Hing, was just people that I just been fucking with, like, people that's been my partners way before I started doing music that I had just when I was just going into the studios here and there doing music with, you see what I'm saying, like Gusto and these different type of people that I was just going and doing music with in the studio way before I was really taking it serious or people was really looking at me or before I was signed and shit like that. So I, when I dropped this tape, I wanted to make sure I put these people on to this first tape. So the majority of the features is people that I just been fucking with in real life. So on this next tape, it's going to be taped it. I might just do it solo or I might drop an EP, but I'm for sure finna focus on, you know, dropping these songs I got with big artists and big features and shit.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
You gotta, I mean, I'm sure you agree with me that you gotta keep feeding the fans.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like the people that do fuck with you, whether it's a small or mass amount, you know what I'm saying? Like they keep feeding them, man. Keep feeding the streets. I mean, I'm a firm believer in that, you know, despite what a lot of people think about that.
Yeah.
I like feeding the streets, man, and what they want to hear, man, just real shit and real conversation with real people.
For sure.
Yeah. Dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I appreciate you, Church, for coming and fucking with me, man.
For sure, Sean. I appreciate you for having me, man.
Hey, say so. You always come fuck with me, man. Always, for sure. Man, call me. You ever want to come down, come sit down, man. Shit. Let's promote that shit.
Chopping and popping.
Yeah, let's promote that shit, man.
Oh, God. We're going for shit show. Chopping and popping, man.
We're going to get up out of here, man.
That's good, man. For shit show.
The Sharp Tank. No jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. Riley, shoot us out the motherfucking gym.